This is the North Georgia Life Podcast. Embrace life where you live. Welcome to the North Georgia Life Podcast. It is Jake, your host, and I'm going to apologize to start off because I can't believe it is almost the end of February, and I have not gotten an episode out this calendar year. I'm still actually not used to writing 2021 on my checks and calendar appointments, but nonetheless, I've had a couple episodes actually recorded, and so I apologize to the audience and to my guests that it's taken me this long to get them out. It's a blessing and a curse, I guess, the state of real estate in our North Georgia region. If you are a homeowner or property owner and you are just waiting on, I don't even know what, to put your property up for sale, this is literally the best real estate market that we have had ever. For the especially for sellers, but literally since like the Great Depression, World War II era, like forever. So don't dilly dally if you are thinking about selling, because we need the inventory. And if you're the kind of person who's thinking, well, I'm just going to wait to buy until prices come down, understand that when prices come down, interest rates go up, and your payments will pretty much be about the same, if not higher. So really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. This is as close to free money, legitimate free money in the real estate world with where rates are at right now. And so you about can't go wrong. But seriously, if you're thinking about selling your property, get it on the market. We need the inventory, and you will do very well when it sells. So I'll get off my real estate soapbox for a hot minute. Today's episode is a little bit different than normal episodes in that we are actually talking with a big company, but this impacts our North Georgia region in a very significant way. And I'm going to start off with saying this is not an endorsement of any one specific company in this realm. We're actually talking with one of Windstream's companies today called Kinetic. And look, I don't know anybody that has ever had 100% positive things to say about any telecom company, internet provider, cable TV provider. Like I hear benefits and, you know, pros and cons from everybody about every company. So I don't think there's any one company that is 100% of the time just killing it and knocking it out of the park 7 days a week. That said, I do think it is super important, given the last year of our lives and the year to come, to address and kind of shed some light on some of the expansion with high-speed internet, fiber, and the like in our North Georgia region, because so many of you, like me, are doing more work from home. You're, you know, actually creating a home office that you didn't need before and things like that. And so I just thought this was an important topic to understand both what has been done and just kind of some of the journey through the last year or so, and then what is coming down the pipeline for one of the companies in our North Georgia region. Again, not an endorsement of any one particular company, but I do think it's important, and they had actually connected with me, and I just thought this was a perfect topic to discuss with regards to where we're at in life and in our day-to-day business and worlds in 2021. So as that is a means of introduction, we're going to go ahead and get started. If you do have small businesses, and this is, I'm huge on this, one, obviously on the podcast, but all of the closing gifts, gift cards, referrals, everything that I'm doing in my own personal business, every single bit of it this year is going to be going towards local small businesses. So locally owned restaurants and things like that, pretty much anything small business, I'm making a personal effort in my own business to, you know, pretty much no more Starbucks gift cards or things like that, and really just focus my time, energy, and money myself on helping spend that in local businesses in our North Georgia region and continue to help them thrive and stay afloat and get through this difficult season. So if you're a small business owner or somebody like that that has the capacity to kind of make some of those changes in your own day-to-day business, I would highly encourage you to do that. You know how to find us online, North Georgia Life Podcast on Facebook and Instagram. You can email us at northgeorgialifepodcast@gmail.com if you have suggestions on future episodes. And with that, we're going to go ahead and get started. Welcome to the North Georgia Life Podcast. It is Jake, your host. Today's episode, I think, is going to be very pertinent. It's a little change of pace from the normal podcast episodes, but you know, the last year's been a change of pace for everybody, and so we thought this would be a really good time to talk about just connectivity in general, and so no pun intended, we are going to be talking about digital connectivity and just some of the changes and improvements happening in our North Georgia region, and so I think this will be, whether it's pertinent to you right now, it may be in the future, it may be in the 2021 school year as it rolls out, and right now where we're at, nobody really knows exactly what that's going to look like. So we are going to be speaking today with Nicole Payne. Nicole is the Regional Field Marketing Operations Consultant. I bet you wish you had a shorter title. she is with Kinetic, which is a part of Windstream, and she's been with Windstream for 16 years plus, and is has a long tenure of in this industry, and is going to share with us some of the things that are happening, have happened, and are kind of coming up in the years to come in our North Georgia region. So, if anybody is yawning, it's just because it's early and it's Friday and it's been a long week. So, Nicole, thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. Really excited to be here today and talk to everyone.
Let's start off. Are you a Georgia native? You've been in this area for a while, but are you a native of Georgia?
Absolutely. I grew up in Clarksville and currently live in Demorest today.
Okay, so I guess Clarksville's changed some. Everywhere's changed some. I love that area. It's such a pretty area.
You know, I do too. I love the small town vibe, and yeah, it's growing some, but I like the fact that it's still a nice little small town.
Talk us through work history. How do you end up at a flagship digital, what do you call it, a digital carrier, digital technology company? I don't even know what you classify these anymore because they got so many arms and different legs of the industry.
Yeah. So as far as what you said earlier, my title, let me go ahead and tell you, I do shorten my title. I just say regional marketing consultant. It's a lot easier. Not as big of a mouthful.
That's much easier.
And as far as how I got here, you know, I started my journey with the company, like you said, about 16 years ago in the retail store. I worked at the Cleveland office, and then I was later promoted to the retail store manager, and I managed several retail locations throughout North Georgia, from Blairsville to Dawsonville, Cleveland, Cornelia, Commerce. And then, you know, recently this position had come available, and it was something that really interests me, you know, considering that I already did a lot of marketing aspects in my retail life.
Sure.
Through events and different community outreach. So I wanted to try something a little bit new. And since I was fairly familiar with marketing on some level, I decided to venture out and give it a shot. And I've been in this position for about 6 months now, and I'm loving it.
Awesome. So you've had your plenty of experience in the customer service realm of you know, all sorts in our region, all over the place.
Oh yeah, absolutely. I've been customer facing for about 15 of those years, you know, working directly with customers. And I love it. I love to see the happy faces when we're able to provide services that meets their needs, and it's just a great experience.
Was this an industry that you thought you were going to get into when you were growing up?
No, I didn't actually. I kind of took a very unconventional path in life. And this was just what I thought was just going to be a temporary job when I started off at the company. Mm-hmm. Some 15, 16 years ago. And then it just evolved into a career. And, you know, that's one of the things I really love about this company is they recognize hard work and they promote within.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the other thing I really like and helped me through life was the fact that this company offers educational reimbursement. I did not go straight into college after high school.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started working here almost directly after high school, and they offered the educational reimbursement program, so I was able to go back to college and still work full-time, so I was able to get my bachelor's degree.
That's awesome. And that's your just I want to go in. This may be a little early in this conversation, but I do think you kind of hit on a good point. Yeah, I was talking with a client of mine like 3 weeks ago, and we were just talking about the counsel that we have given to our kids as they're starting out in their young adult years in the workforce. And it was amazing because we both had pretty much the exact same advice. So he said to his daughters, he said, when you get in your first job, look to the left, look to the right, and outwork both of those people. And you know, the sky's the limit. And what I've told our kids is very similar in that there's only two rules in the workforce that I know of in any industry. First one is do more than expected. The second one is tell the truth, especially when it means owning your mistakes. And I said, if you do those two things, you'll be the first one promoted and the first one they look at for new positions like you shared. If you don't do those two things, you'll be the first one they fire or let go. And I got to imagine that you've got some of that DNA because I don't think you go from for the first time maybe as a seasonal job and then 16 years later, here you are.
Absolutely. You know, growing up, I was taught the same thing. My dad just kind of really pounded it in our heads growing up that, you know, hard work really does pay off and gave me very similar advice. And, you know, that's the same advice I give to my kids today, you know, and I also would encourage people, you know, never stop learning and working on your own personal growth and development.
Yep.
I think there's always opportunity out there to improve and continue always improving and excelling and never be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. You know, I'll be honest with you, what I'm doing today is a little bit outside of my comfort zone, but it's one of those things you have to get comfortable being uncomfortable.
Yeah. So let's get into what is Kinetic, the company that you're working for. Can you give us kind of a short history on how it came to be, and then just some of the things that have evolved, have developed, have happened in our North Georgia region, and then some of the things kind of on the horizon?
Yes, absolutely. So as I mentioned earlier, I started off with the company when it was still Alltel. I had seen it go from Alltel to Windstream to now Kinetic by Windstream. It's really just a branch off from with Alltel into what it is today. And we have a couple different sectors within the company. The main Windstream being the corporation and Kinetic by Windstream really being your residential and medium to small business focus.
Mm-hmm.
This company has really evolved astronomically over the years. And I can say that because I've seen it. You know, I remember being in the retail store trying to get people off of the old dial-up service onto DSL. And, you know, back then, like a 3-meg or 6-meg DSL was super fast. And now that's not sufficient to do anything really that we're needing to do as a society. And I'll say that, you know, recently in 2020, I was very fortunate to get to be a part of a launch that we did here in North Georgia that impacted more than 70,000 households and small businesses in our communities. We launched 70,000 household or gig services to 70,000 households.
Wow.
Yes, that was for Big Canoe, Dawsonville, Dahlonega, Helen, Cleveland, Clarksville, Demarest, Mount Airy, Baldwin, Cornelia, Jefferson, Commerce, Blairsville, Young Harris, Hiawassee. We even dipped down a little bit into Irwinton, Georgia, and also just a smidge of Hayesville, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
So,
wow.
Yeah. And we're not stopping there. We have a big plans for 2021 as well. We for 2020, we launched over 500,000 gig speeds to new locations. And 2021, we're planning on investing billions more into our network so that we can offer gig speeds to millions of our customers.
Yeah, and this is, you know, again, kind of part of the reason that we're doing this episode at the start of the year in light of the last year and the year to come, because that is going to literally make or break people's ability to work from home, to, you know, do school from home, you know, any of those things. I mean, this is like the linchpin that's going to make all these things happen. So we don't need to get into too technical stuff, but can you just kind of give us an overview of what's the process like? Because in my world, this is kind of part of, honestly, some people when they're buying or selling property, like I have had clients before that, where's it, who's the internet provider? because, you know, they had somebody or they want somebody. And so that is a, like, top three, like, must have in their home selection or where they're going to, you know, buy property or set up their office. I mean, that's like weighted into like school district. Like, it's for some people, it is that important. The other thing in our world is traffic. So, you know, what highways are going to be widened? What's the traffic like right now? What's being developed? What's already permitted to be developed? There's so many complexities. So I don't want to get too far in the weeds with it. But can you share just kind of an overview of as you can speak to either this coming year or the last year, as things are being rolled out and, you know, these gig speeds are being added and increased, what's that process like? Just kind of go high level on that.
It's funny you say that because Amazon's been in my house like every day this week. and I love it. It's convenient for me. But yeah, I think that's a very excellent point that you bring up. We have really seen since March just a huge boom in our smaller towns. You know, a lot of people moving from larger cities or other states into the country. You know, they can now, because they're working from home, they can live a more country life, which is great, you know. So what I would always encourage first and foremost is if you're looking to buy a new home, you need to find out who the provider is and you need to contact them to find out what speeds are capable for that location. Because, you know, there are a lot of things to consider, especially when you're in the North Georgia mountains. There's going to be some of those areas where it's a little more concentrated. There's going to be a lot more businesses and activities. Those areas, you're probably going to get those gig speeds. But when you get out into the mountains where you're miles and miles away from the nearest city, and on rough terrain, you know, vigorous mountainous range, you know, it's going to be very difficult to provide high speed internet service, specifically if you're kind of a loner out there. There's not a lot of households, because it is very expensive to pull, you know, internet from such a long distance to those locations. So when you're considering buying a new home, if internet's important to you, and I would say that it is, I think it's important to everybody nowadays, reach out to your local retail store. We have several here in North Georgia, Blairsville, Dahlonega, Cornelia, and Commerce. We have retail locations. Give them a call. Give them the address that you're considering moving to find out what speeds are available. That way, you know, you'll have some peace of mind when you close on that home. You know you're going to have a good, solid internet connection.
Mm-hmm. That's a great point. I would imagine that's probably a little faster than maybe calling just an 800 number and going through customer service menu selection and stuff like that.
It is. And I'll tell you too, the ladies and gentlemen that work in our retail locations, they also live in those communities. So they know where you are. So even if it's a new home that maybe isn't even in our system yet, you know, with the address, that's okay. We can find it. We can get the information for you and follow up with you if it's not available at that moment. So they know the areas very well.
Gotcha. So on the expansion growth, for lack of a better term, topic, can you share some of the customer facing things that some people just don't know about? I know you guys have an app, and I think a referral program as well that a lot of people. It's amazing how many people don't know about referral programs with all sorts of different industries. But I know this is one as well. And then just any other specifics you want to talk about relative to the expansion and the growth and the internet gig speed coverage that's being improved upon in the coming years.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Refer a Friend program is one that I am personally passionate about. I love the fact that, you know, once we get a customer activated and you're a part of our Windstream family, you know, we offer the Refer a Friend program where you can go out there and advocate for our services, and we pay you money. You get money off your bill for every customer that you refer and sign up for a new service. And there are so many customers that are a part of this program today. Just to give you a little sneak peek of what that looks like, it's a $100 bill credit broken up over a couple months. You know, they expanded over a couple months, but that's $100.
Is that $100 per person?
Oh, yeah, for every customer that you refer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. there have been some customers in the past who just really haven't had much of a bill to pay because of all the bill credits that they're getting, you know, through all the referrals that they're sending in.
Wow.
So if you want to know more about that program, you can reach out to us at, like I said, one of our local retail stores. They'll be happy to get you signed up and help you through that process, and you can start referring and making money today. And then you had mentioned the MyWin app. This is relatively new that we launched, I want to say it was about a year ago. But the MyWin app is really, it's so great because it takes everything that you would need to know about your account and puts it into one location.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to pay your bill or view your bill, you can do it directly from the app. If you need to check your internet connection, if there's an issue and you want to check into it, see what's going on, you can manage your internet through your application. If you're having issues, a trouble ticket, you need to report a problem with your service, you can do it straight from the app. Or, you know, if you just want to kind of see what devices your children are on and how much time they're spending, you can monitor that. And the great thing is you can cut them off.
I was going to say, you can see who's eating up all your data.
That's absolutely right. It will show you kind of a breakdown of what is taking the most bandwidth. And my kids like to, they steal me off all my bandwidth.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I have to say, in all honesty, because I'm a customer, you know, I'm an employee, but I'm also a customer. And there are times like today, I am working from home and my internet connection is very important. And my kids are homeschooling right now. So all of them, they're on their devices. And I can't even lie, usually when they're working on their schoolwork, they've got streaming going on the TVs and on their other devices. So there's a lot of activity and I have no issue. There's no lag. There's no drop. Everything works seamlessly.
That's awesome. In terms of your, that was the two of the three, the expansion, some of the, any of the specifics you want to talk about in terms of some of the cities that you're expanding into and just kind of what that's going to do and mean for those areas.
Yeah, so we're continuing to expand fiber throughout all of Georgia. There are several locations that are on the plans for 2021. I don't have the specific cities in front of me, but I can tell you it's not slowing down. We are hitting all of North Georgia, Middle Georgia, and South Georgia. We're going to continue building out, and our goal is to provide internet service to these rural communities so that we can really meet the needs of our customers.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would just encourage is kind of what I mentioned earlier. You know, if you're in an area, you don't feel like you're getting fast enough speeds, call in. There's a high probability that we've already upgraded your area. And it never hurts just to touch base with our local retail store, you know, ever so often just to see if we have done any upgrades. You know, we do try to share this information as broadly as possible, but sometimes it gets missed. You know, we do send out local marketing pieces and things like that, but sometimes it isn't seen, right?
Yeah.
So you can always follow us on Facebook. I have a Facebook page for Kinetic that you're more than welcome to reach out there to take a look and see. Anytime we launch something new, I'm going to post it because I'm excited about it.
Awesome.
But it's facebook.com/NicoleKineticInternet or just search Nicole Payne, Kinetic Regional Marketing Consultant. Also on Instagram, Nicole_Kinetic. And LinkedIn, you can just search Nicole Payne. You'll find me there. But I will definitely be posting as we continue to expand throughout Georgia.
Awesome. Yeah, that's I think most people are probably like me. And anything you get that's not like a handwritten letter for the last 6-8 months, you immediately throw in the trash before you even get in the house. Hashtag general election season. So, oh, my gosh.
So true.
Let's turn back the clock, or maybe not. Let's open up the portal of time for the last 16 years. Do you have a best memory, favorite story, funniest thing that, you know, gets you every time when you think about it?
Well, I've got a lot of stories.
I say you've dealt with the general public enough that I'm certain you have plenty of stories.
I don't know that all of them are safe to share publicly. So I think I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Okay, that's fair enough. You know, when I was thinking about that question, I'm like, I have stories I tell people all the time, like, there should be a film crew that follows me because nobody would believe the stuff that we deal with in the world of real estate. But there's plenty of reality TV shows, so I guess people already get their fill. But if somebody, beyond the work ethic part that we already kind of talked about and getting out of your comfort zone, anything else that you would give somebody who's young or maybe starting into, a second career or anything like that, just based on your own work history and experience?
You know, that's a good question. You know, I was just thinking back to a conversation that I had with my daughter the other day. She's 16, and she's really starting to contemplate what she wants to do with her life, and she's undecided at the moment, and I think that's fine. Mm-hmm. And she and I were talking about, you know, some opportunities that might be out there. You know, if you don't take the traditional path in life, that's okay. Yep. I don't think that traditional path is right for everyone. It wasn't necessarily right for me, but worked out perfectly. You know, I'm very happy in what I'm doing today. But, you know, just kind of to the point I said earlier, just always be looking for things and working on ways to improve. Don't let a failure or a roadblock stop you. You know, every failure is an opportunity to learn and to grow mm-hmm. and improve. And there's always room for growth and improvement. So just always work on yourself. Make sure you take that time, whether you're reading educational literature or going back to college, whatever it may be, just always work on yourself.
Yep. And that reminds me, I saw a short clip of an interview, I think it was last week, that was from Jeff Bezos. Basically, the question was around, you know, the failure and learning from your mistakes and whatever. And his comment was basically, you know, we've had a lot more failures than we've had successes, but the successes have been like monumental. And that's why, you know, what Amazon Prime is. You don't know about all these other things because they didn't succeed. I think that's such a critical part, because it's like, if you're not failing, you're not really doing anything. Like, there's nobody has succeeded, you know, probably even 50% of the time. But it's the people who have that work ethic, have that, you know, look, failure is supposed to be part of the deal. And then you just get back on the horse and move on. So I think that's a great, great piece of advice just for life in general. Okay, so you've talked a little bit about your kids, your family. What do you guys like to do in our North Georgia region?
Oh, so we're always busy running around. Between our four kids, we've got sports and all kinds of extracurricular activities. But when we have a little bit of downtime, one of our favorite things to do, and my daughter would probably disagree with this, she's the only one that's not a huge, huge fan of it, but we love to hit the hiking trails, mm-hmm. Specifically up in the Hiawassee Mountains. It's been about a couple years ago, we found Blue Hole Falls. Don't know if you've heard of it, but
no.
Beautiful little waterfall out in the woods. You got to hike to it. It's about, I want to say, a mile hike. I may be wrong. I need to phone a friend on that one, but it's about a mile hike, so it's not bad at all. And it's a beautiful little spot, beautiful waterfall. And my 15-year-old son, when he discovered this, he fell in love, and he begs to go almost every single day during the summer, but he likes to jump off the waterfall. I haven't been brave enough to get into the water because mm-hmm. it's so cold, and I just don't do cold.
Yep.
But it's a beautiful little area, and the kids love playing in the little swimming area, and then my oldest son likes to jump off the waterfall.
And you said the name of that was?
Blue Hole Falls.
Blue Hole Falls. Okay. I'm going to put that on the roadmap for this summer.
All right.
One of the questions I like to do before we end every episode is called the lightning round, which is a question that has absolutely nothing to do with anything we've talked about. So in one of our meetings at the office this week, we played the game Two Truths and a Lie. And so carrying on that theme for this week, I'm going to share with you two things that are true, one thing that's a lie, and you have to tell me which one. And I'm going to make it kind of easy, categorically easy. So the question is, which of these three names have I not named one of our cats? So these are all cat names. Two of them are current or past. One of them, I'm convinced, is going to be the future. So you just have to say which one has not happened yet. All right, so the cat names are Hannibal, Mr. T, and Wild Thing.
I feel like it's got to be Hannibal.
Ooh, it is not. It's Mr. T.
Oh, wow.
So,
you said that was going to be easy.
Yeah, well, they're all three good names. So the short color commentary on these is it was Hannibal after Hannibal from the A-Team, not Hannibal Lecter. And Hannibal was – so most of the cats we've gotten are female cats, because years ago I met an extension agent in actually Lumpkin County, and we were having a problem with the place I worked with voles. Like literally, it was like Caddyshack. They were just devouring all the flowers and the plants at the place I worked. And the extension agent said the best deterrent for that, or way to solve that problem, is to get an outdoor cat. And I was like, well, we can't really have an outdoor cat here because of where it was. But I never forgot that. And he said, when this was the critical part, he said, if this is what you're getting an outdoor cat for, get a female, because the females are the hunters in the feline species, just like lions and tigers. And so I never forgot that. And Hannibal was a package deal. So we were adopting. So it was Hannibal and Wild Thing. They were a package deal. We named them both. Lived completely up to their names. I don't know how we did that. Hannibal actually killed a hawk one day.
Oh my gosh.
Killed a hawk. So we don't know what happened to him. He may have proverbially bit off more than he could chew one day, but just had the swagger of Hannibal from the A-Team. So it was very fitting. Wild Thing, within a couple months of when actually Hannibal was around longer than Wild Thing, we got a call one day. Wild Thing went missing, and we got a call like 2 weeks later from I think it was the Air Force recruiter in Gainesville that had picked her up on Highway 53. We ended up, as the crow flies, it was 13 miles away. So Wild Thing lived up to her name. One day I will have a cat named Mr. T. So one day that will be a true statement. Okay, so you have given us details on how to find you, find their local retail stores to be able to call and talk to a live person, maybe a little faster and maybe a little friendlier, maybe not, but than just calling an 800 number. But can you kind of go over those highlights one more time, and then anything else you want to just leave people with as we wrap up?
Yes. So again, you can find us on social media, Facebook. I have my personal page. It's Nicole Payne, Regional Marketing Consultant. Or if you just want to find us on Windstream at Home, there are several pages connected to that will get you to our Cornelia, Blairsville, Dahlonega retail stores. And I just want to throw those numbers out there in case anyone's jotting this down and wants to call today to find out if they qualify for faster service. If you're in the Habersham County area, you can call 706-778-2500. If you're in the Jackson County area, 706-335-0311. Towns or Union County area, 706-745-6911. Or if you're in Lumpkin County, call 706-867-3333. And just remember, you do not have to be native to those markets today. If you are just outside of those, if you're in Dawson County, you can still call into Dahlonega. You can reach out to any of those offices, and the ladies and gentlemen that work there will be more than happy to assist in any way that they can.
Awesome. It doesn't get a whole lot more user-friendly than that. We just got all the locations and direct phone numbers. So, Nicole, thanks so much for your time and just kind of sharing all of that with us. I know this is going to be an increasingly valuable commodity in our North Georgia region, especially. And so I'm hoping selfishly that things will get back to normal sooner, and this will just be a nice thing that we have and not such a necessity. But I'm glad that all the expansion is happening or has been going on already, given the season that we're in.
Yes, sir. I completely agree, and I appreciate the time today, and it's been a pleasure.
Awesome. Well, with that, we'll go ahead and wrap up, and we'll see you next time.
This is the North Georgia Life Podcast. Embrace life where you live.